You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. Andy Holdings Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview with Alex Stone and Andy Holding, looking ahead to Dundalk's card on Sunday. We've got seven races to go at in just a moment. Seven quite good races as well for Dundalk. On the Friday evening we see some fairly low quality fare, but it's a good card for a Sunday and a little treat for you, Mr. Holding.
Absolutely, yeah. Dundalk on a Sunday, yeah. It's not quite Friday, but I'll certainly take it. And as you said, some fantastic racing as well to greet us back into the feel of the all-weather over in Ireland. It'll soon be starting as well. The winter series starts mid to late September, so we better get adjusted to it. And to be fair, a lot of the big guns have turned up as well. A hell of a lot of track specialists are all ready to strut their stuff this afternoon.
A good card at Dundalk. There's also a good card at Tremor as well. We're going to focus on Dundalk here, but I'll tell you what, Andy, what we might do just at the end, we won't go through the races in particular, but just if you've got a couple of best bets at Tremor, then we could throw them in as well for
the
listeners. Exactly.
Why not?
Okay, well, we'll start at Dundalk with the 210. It's a maiden over 5 furlongs. And we've got a short price favourite here in Tassona for the David Watchman team. Odds on at the time of recording. Those with form wouldn't appear to have anything to trouble the market leader. And those without form on paper don't look like they're going to be smart enough to trouble the favourite on debut. So is it all roads lead to Tassona here?
I think so, yeah. I mean, she ran an encouraging race on debut. I made a big note of her that day behind Leafy Shay. That wasn't a bad little race at the Curragh. The second, unfortunately, clipped heels the other day and fell when she was sent off favourite, Camellia Giaconica. But Gilded Reflection, horse I put up on the podcast at Leopardstown on, I think it was either Wednesday or Thursday night, was hugely unlucky not to land that contest after a slow beginning. And she was in behind Tassona on that occasion, also running in a very similar fashion. I don't think she'll have any problems with the drop back in trip here. She seemed to be able to cope with the early speed and she travelled away quite well. Just lack of experience told on this filly by Daniel Dancer. She's also got a very good draw as well. The lower stall position you can get here over 5 at Dundalk, the better. Obviously, we've got to mention one or two others. Well Caught could be an interesting runner. Paul Deegan often runs a very nice newcomer here. This is a track where he often grounds his better horses, and this filly by Zoffany could be worth more than a second look in the market. Catonic would be the other one representing the stable that go well here. Michael O'Callaghan's built up a real good reputation here on the all-weather at Dundalk. And this filly has also run with a bit of promise on her two starts. But it looks between the three, unless I've completely lost the plot. And I'll go with Tassona. Whether she's a 1-2 shot will obviously depend on how well-fancied Well Caught is, but she should be winning, really, with a form under her belt.
OK, the second race is the 240. It's a rated race over 5 furlongs. And the market is headed by your pal Tal. It's quite a tight market. You could give a chance to quite a few here, but the favourite, as we speak, loves it here and can be expected to run a solid race.
Absolutely, yeah. I think when you're looking at races like this, you just go back through the back class and you almost disregard what they've previously been doing. That said, your pal Tal has been running quite respectably on the turf, which is not something that can be said for quite a few of the others returning to the all-weather surface. He was 50 the day in the Curragh, over 7 furlongs, a distance that probably just stretches him. Arguably, he's probably better over 6, as he proved the time before when he was running up to a Strapple Trial. But if you strip his all-weather form down, it just basically tells you that he's a Dundalk specialist par excellence. He hardly ever runs a bad race. And even though this is 5 furlongs, it's still expecting to come through here quite strongly because that's his run style. He probably won't be able to go with the early pace. Several front runners in this race, such as Tyler Rewunder, Cotto, they look to force an issue. And the faster they go, the better chance that your pal Tal has got, because he only won in the Dying Embers here the last time we saw him here at Dundalk. That was back in February, when, in the hands of today's pilot, he just about got up in the shadows of the post. So don't expect him to see him till very, very late. Hopefully he can get a good run through and he can pick off the front runners. Certainly give a bit of a shout for Prince Connoisseur as well. He's another horse that absolutely adores it here at his beloved Dundalk. Comes from a yard that know a thing or two about handling winners here on the all-weather surface. And there's a good chance that he'll be tuned up after his run at Dundalk the other day. So those are the two to concentrate on. The market has got it about right. And I'll go with Your Pal Tal to keep his good records very much intact.
Okay, Your Pal Tal, the pick in the 240. The 310 is next up, and it's a handicap over six furlongs and a cracking race, Andy. A few of these arrive in good nick, but the market leader at the time of recording, and I must stress this is at 20 to 11 on Sunday morning. Father Frost is 9 to 2, but plenty of money around for Russian Soul this morning. 11 to 2 from 8 to 1 as we speak. Father Frost is the unexposed one in the field for Aidan and Joseph O'Brien, and of course has to be respected off the back of that, but comes up against some fantastically consistent and solid performers in Russian Soul, Have a Nice Day, Master Speaker, Trinity Force, and the list goes on, to be honest. It's a really good race this, Andy.
It is, yeah. I mean, the next two big handicaps we're going to talk about bring together lots of the old track specialists, horses that basically save all their best form here, and this is definitely one of them. I'd have two against the field here without shadow of a doubt, and I'd actually probably expect to have the winner here with the two selections I'm going to put up, because they've just got some fantastic form here at Dundalk. The number one choice has to be Russian Soul. If you're looking for an each-way bet to nothing in a race like this, if you ever can have one, this is the fella. He's around about a 6-1 poke this morning with most firms, and I think that's a really good bet. His form figures at Dundalk are quite extraordinary. His form figures read 1-1, 3-2-2, 1-1-2. He's never been out the first three in his eight visits here at Dundalk. And on his last run here, back in July, he ran out a winner. He carried 10 stone. He's a big horse as well, so don't worry about the weight. If you are slightly worried, then we've got Sean Corby anyway to take five off, and that's a really good move by Mickey Halford. That counteracts the extra poundage that he picked up for winning last time. But he beat Master Speaker. Once again, he travelled really well. Over arguably an adequate five furlongs, he's definitely better over six, which is today's trip. But he still picked him off with ready fashion. He's just a really likeable horse that just loves the synthetics. They do run him in over in Maidan, but he's probably not quite the class of the very good horses over there. But you bring him back to home soil against his own horses that he used to run in against, and he's fairly deadly. And the other one has to be Master Speaker to mention, because he's also got a fantastic Dundalk record. Other than one bad run, he's also another horse you can basically set your clock by. He's been running fantastically well on the turf. He's very adaptable either way, but he has run very well here in the past, including that run behind Russian Soul back in July. Numerous other good runs over five and six furlongs suggest that he also has got to be a major player here today. He's drawn his stall one as well, which is quite a good draw over six furlongs, whereas Russian Soul hasn't got the greatest of draws, but he often comes wide anyway, so that wouldn't be too much of an issue with him. So the two big players here, the two other weather specialists, I'd expect one of these two to win. The Russian Soul is definitely the number one choice, but his main danger might turn out to be his old friend, Master Speaker.
Russian Soul and Master Speaker against the field then in the 310. The 340 is a filly's maiden over seven furlongs. We've got another Aidan O'Brien-trained favourite here. This time it's Anna O'Brien who gets the leg up on Way to My Heart. A short price, Andy, given that so far she hasn't achieved a great deal. That was obviously in a good race when she finished eighth. But a few of these are likely enough types, even if they haven't run before.
Yeah, I don't really know how to approach this race, and I think a lot of punters very early doors would be waiting for the market to settle down here to give them some kind of guide. Obviously, Way to My Heart has been put in favourite, tentatively, because she did run in a Group 3 race first time out, which indicates that Aidan O'Brien and the lads, as it were, in inverted commas, think quite a bit of this filly. She's by Galileo. And although she didn't really cut much ice that day, as her odd suggested, she still run with a modicum of promise. But this is obviously a lot calmer waters. It's noticeable that the Ballydoyle crew won this race last year with qualified, so they clearly think she's at least worthy of following in the stablemates' hoof prints. Reasonable draw. And I certainly wouldn't put anyone off if they wanted to follow this horse with Anna O'Brien on board as well. Anna rides this Dundalk track really well. Interesting runners, obviously, are plenty in behind the favourite. The likes of Glenmain from a stable that do really well here and are in good form at the moment. French Blue, another interesting runner from the William McCreary stable. That yard's going well. And Most Ifrages won a quick surface. We've got a bit of form with Jeremy's Legacy, who ran well on debut at the Curragh. And Miss Brinkley's as well, which also represents the Jessica Harrington team. So quite a few that can be fancied at prices here. The favourite is the most interesting runner for me, though, and I probably would, if I had to select something now, then I've probably got to go down that route just because she's had a run. And often those Aidan O'Brien horses improve significantly from their first run, so let's hope that she follows suit.
OK, we've got another handicap up next at 4.15. It's over 1 mile, 2.5 furlongs, and it's an absolute cracker. Golden Spear is a non-runner here for Tony Martin. Colin Keane was due to get the leg up on that one, and it was a likely market leader as well. But Golden Spear has been pulled out. That leaves Royal Navy Ship at the head of affairs once again for Aidan and Joseph O'Brien. Could be a cracking day for Aidan O'Brien here if things go to plan. But I say if things go to plan, because this is a really good race and plenty of credible dangers. Lean and Keen, Shalamzar, classy horses, if you like. And there's plenty of credible dangers to the market leader here, Andy. What do you fancy in this race?
Yeah, I really like this race. I'm going to let my sort of eyes and my speed figures point me in the right direction of a horse that I think will run a massive race for us here. I wouldn't be as mad keen on Royal Navy Ship as the market suggested. I just think he's been a bit disappointing of late. I thought he was readily outpointed the other day down in Nice. He's yet to run on the all-weather. I don't think he's quite living up to the expectations of the stable. That said, it's his first run on the all-weather, and being by Warfront, he might well handle it and improve, but I'm going to have to pass him by at his odds. Leland Keane's been in good form. Shalamzar obviously caught the eye of many at the Galway Festival last time out, and Tony Martin's horses are always worth a second look. And my old friend Botany Bay would be a huge danger to all here had he not been stuck out on the wing. I've just got a funny feeling that he's going to struggle from that wide pit perch early on. But the one to concentrate on here, without a shadow of doubt, my nap of the afternoon here at Dundalk is this Shalaman from the Matthew Smith stable. Again, another horse that returns to his favourite surface. He's run here 7 times, only out the frame twice, winner of 3. And his last victory was in pretty game fashion as well, when he beat the good horse of Jim Bolger's Parish Hall in a very good time. And he also ran a smashing race at Lingfield as well on his visit over the Irish Sea, when he finished 4th behind the very, very smart 3, Trista, Complicit and Grendazar. Trista and Grendazar are the best of all other horses over in the UK. So, you know, he's right up there with the very top class. He ran a brilliant race at Navan the other day. He was held up out the back door. He was last turning in. He flashed time to finish and never near a third behind Orbeor Clown and Unsinkable, who's gone on to finish 2nd in the Topaz Mar. Hassanor, that very good horse of Mickey Halford's, was 5th. The time was good. The sectional times were really good. Put it this way, Intasari, who ran on the same card that day, was a much slower overall. His sectional times were also 2.5 seconds slower from 5 out. So there's not a cat in hell chance that Intasari will beat Shalaman, and yet they're the same price. So you can get around about 8-1 for Shalaman this morning. Real track specialist with a touch of class, a good cruising speed, a strong finish. And even though he's got top weight, I think he's going to run a hell of a race for us this afternoon.
OK, Shalaman then, a confident pick in the 4.15. That is Shalaman, not Shalamzar. What's your Shalams there? got Tony Martin trained Shalamzar and Shalaman trained by Matthew Smith, both out of Shalama, of course. So that's in the 4.15. The 4.45 is a penultimate race on the card, and it's an apprentice handicap over a mile. An interesting race as well, Andy. 11-2 the field at the time of recording. You can give chances to plenty here, and surely there's got to be some value to be found.
Yeah, again, a race I'd probably nominate two to keep an eye on and maybe have a small interest in split stakes strategies. I think Al Nasser has to be one of them. And the other one is Elusive in Paris. Those are my two that I'm going to suggest here. The first one, Hat Al Nasser, comes from a stable that we know has a fantastic record here at Dundalk. And this horse is building up already a profile to suggest that maybe this all-weather surface is going to be his best options in the future. Not to say he hasn't been running well on the turf. He ran really well beyond Romiak, that runaway winner in the first-time blinkers at the Galway Festival, keeping on quite well from the back. He certainly looks as though he needs a step-up in trip, and that certainly was the case when he last ran here at Dundalk behind Easy Bay or Grey. Never really got into the race after a slow beginning. That's his slight problem. He is a little bit tardy out the boxes, and he gives himself a little bit to do. But hopefully with a good break today in the hands of Sean Corby, one of the best apprentices around from a low draw, Mickey Halford's charge can certainly give you a decent run. And we've got to mention, of course, Elusive in Paris, another horse that basically runs on the turf just to keep himself occupied, because he just doesn't win on the turf, plain and simple as that. All his 4 wins in his career have come here at Dundalk, so we know that he's going to be running on around a place where he's absolutely cherry ripe. And on his last visit here, he was a fairly easy winner. He come from a long way off the back pace in the hands of Donico O'Brien, and he beat, at the time, several in-form horses such as Captain's Dilemma and Fairy Foxglove, a couple of individuals that do go well at this track. Other than that poor run when he was last of seven, he's hardly ever out the frame here at Dundalk. And even though he's slightly better over seven than a mile, it's not enough to put me off him at a double-figure price this morning. So Hat Al Nasser and Elusive in Paris, back to Dundalk, the two to concentrate on there.
OK, the final race at Dundalk is the 5.15. It's a maiden over seven furlongs. Some respected connections turning up here, Andy, but they wouldn't be stable stars that are representing them. A few exposed types in here as well. What do you think wins the lucky last?
Yeah, I think the form of both Compass Hill and Zillin is the angle in here in the final race. The time of that race that was achieved by Little Treasure was the fastest furlong per furlong time on that card that evening, and therefore I think we need to follow these two horses here quite strongly. Compass Hill was the one who came on top in the first time hood. I thought he travelled really strongly. He quickened up really well, but unfortunately the winner had gone by gone beyond recall by the time this horse got into top gear. He certainly suggested that he's definitely crying out for an extra furlong on the evidence of that. Other than a slightly tricky draw in trap 11, he ticks a hell of a lot of boxes here, and he's my number one choice. Ahead of Zillin, who probably is the each-way alternative, he had the headgear on for the first time two starts ago, and he's run not only well on that occasion, but at Nace the other day. He was readily outpointed by Compass Hill, meaning that he's got to obviously turn around a little bit of leeway, but he's well drawn today, and he's got the visor on for the first time rather than the blinker, so there's half a chance that he could get a little bit closer to the selection and the most likely winner, Compass Hill. So the two to look at in the last, out of that Little Treasure race down in Nace, the favourite here, Compass Hill, and the better drawn, an E2A alternative if you didn't want to back the favourite, Zillin.
OK, that's the Dundalk card then. As I said, we're not going to go through the Tramore card in depth. I'll just ask you for your best bets on another decent card, this time for the jumpers.
Yeah, I've nominated three horses here that I think are worth keeping an eye on at Tramore this afternoon if you're having an interest there over the jumps. The first of them comes in the shape of Patsio in the 320. Regular podcasters will know that I've got a little bit of a soft spot for this horse, just because he always runs his race. And if you're looking for a nice each-way, comfortable bet, he ticks the box. He's 13-2 with William Hill this morning. I'm pretty sure, barring accidents, that he'll run his race and finish in the frame. He goes really well at this track. He won here two starts ago, and he held on from See You All in Coppers. He was outclassed, of course, at Dundalk last time. Galway, I beg your pardon, behind Long Dog. But that horse is rated in the 140, so he was never ever going to keep tabs of that horse. But once again, he kept on well to finish third in a competitive race. And Fast Ground is very much in his favour. So Patsio each way there. In the 3.55, I'm hoping that Connections of Magnetic Force will decide to run their 8-year-old here again, because this horse was in fantastic nick here last night, winning very, very easily for Connections. And I quite like the angle of the horse going back to the same track the day after they've won. It's an angle which is obviously a contentious issue with many. Some think that it takes quite a bit of energy out of horses. I actually think the opposite. I think they've got a fitness advantage. So if you're singing from the same hymn sheet as me, then perhaps 8-1 for Magnetic Force with most firms this morning is too tempting. And probably the best bet on the card is in the 4.55, a horse that come out of a very good race of the day down in Roscommon, in the shape of I'll Take It From Here from the informed Paul Nolan stable. The last time that this horse shipped up here at Tramore, he was really unlucky. He was going to take the advantage up at the second last when he fell. Had he not fallen, I think he would have won quite comfortably. 2 miles is a little bit of a concern. I think he's better over further, but he's got a bit of class and he's in great form. So I'll take it from here, along with the other two selections, Magnetic Force and Patsio, are my three on that card this afternoon.
OK, could form a nice patent or something like that. You could put them in with the Dundalk picks as well. So plenty.
Mix and match.
Exactly, plenty to get your teeth stuck into there over in Ireland on Sunday. Great stuff, Andy. We'll be catching up with you tomorrow ahead of Roscommon's Monday evening card. But best of luck with all of your bets on Sunday.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.